Track 3.
Unit 13. 13.1. Exercise 4.
With me now are Sandra Wilson and Mike Tripp. Mike is owner of a successful new travel company, Just Trips, and Sandra works for him as publicity manager. They were actually in the same class at school, though at that time they did not get on with each other. They met again by chance last year, when Sandra went for an interview at Just Trips and was surprised to find Mike across the table. Sandra, when you were at school, did you think Mike would become successful like this?
To be honest, no one thought Mike would get anywhere. He was the original underachiever. That's why we didn't get on. My group of friends were quite hardworking. You know, we did all the homework, made an effort in class. But Mike was the complete opposite. He was bad news, actually.
Is this true, Mike?
I'm afraid so. I wasn't the only one, though. It was uncool for boys to work. A whole group of us were like that. I don't remember being especially horrible to Sandra.
Talk about a selective memory.
Why?
Well, he would regularly do annoying things, like stealing my ruler or hiding my books. You saw it as a big joke, I suppose, Mike.
Never thought about it. I can see now that I might have been a bit of a nuisance.
I've forgiven you, though.
And you've done very well since, Mike.
Yeah, I got on with my life. I don't really regret my behaviour back then. Obviously, I shouldn't have made trouble for you, Sandra. But for myself, it didn't matter. I've done okay in spite of school.
You have, Mike. But there are lots of others in your gang who didn't make it.
I can think of one or two. But I still think if you know what you want out of life, you'll get there. I mean, look at me. I didn't pass many exams. I even walked out of some, like science. Wrote my name at the top of the paper and thought, I can't do this. What the heck? The sun's shining, I'm off.
Incredible. I was totally stressed out during exams, spent hours revising, and Mike managed to fail virtually everything and still be successful.
Should you have been more relaxed at school, Sandra?
That's easy to say now. I had a lot of pressure on me to do well. My parents, my brothers, all my family expected the best.
Same here. But my dad sort of looked beyond school. He knew I'd be okay. He'd left school himself at 14, and he always felt that I'd sort things out for myself somehow.
And how did you get the company started? No careers advice from school, I imagine.
Careers teachers, they didn't have a clue. I got things started in a small way while I was still at school, actually. I used to help out in a local travel agency, buying and selling cheap tickets on the phone. In my final year, I sometimes spent my lunch times checking the internet on the school computer. I found some good deals for flights that I managed to sell on. Then, when I left school, my dad gave me a bit of money and I set up an office. And it all, like, took off.
So school did help you a little, or its facilities did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it there. One final thing, Mike. Why did Sandra get the job?
University education, languages, a good communicator. She's great. Just what the company needed.
All thanks to school, Mike.